This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
One of the downtown fixtures of the city of Charlottesville for over 30 years is Sandy McAdams of Daedalus Bookshop, and he joins me live in studio. Thank you so much for taking some time out to be here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy. I'm very flattered that you asked me.
You are one of those people. I was telling you before we went on the air, I have sort of have this list in my head that I walk around with of these list of names of people I think of that, oh, wouldn't it be cool to get that person in the studio one day? And I was downtown recently and stopped in your bookshop, and I'm just so glad that this has worked out. Sandy, let's start with your sort of a Sandy McAdams 101, where you're from. Now, I know you came to Charlottesville in 1974. But back up a little bit before that. Tell us where you're from and then what brought you to Charlottesville.
I did. I went to Vanderbilt University for a while, and they suspended me after a year and a half for various bad things. It was the 60s.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah. And then I transferred to NYU, went there for 5 years, did a master's. Then I went to Stony Brook, lived on Long Island in West Hampton for 7 years. And I'd gone to Canada for 2 years, taught school. And then the house that I was living in belonged to my ex-wife's parents, so I had to move after 7 years. And I thought, where should I go? And I looked at Chapel Hill. It was way too expensive. Someone said, well, if you can't go to Chapel Hill, Charlottesville's an interesting town. Well, weirdly enough, I came in from the north somehow and saw 29 North, which had a four buildings on it. I thought, oh no, this is way too crowded. This isn't what I thought. So I drove back to Long Island and trying to think of other places. And a friend of a friend sent, believe it or not, sent me a picture in West Hampton. He went to American University, sent me a picture of the current Daedalus Bookshop building, corner 4th and Market. And I thought, by God, that's a used bookshop. And I came down and looked at it. The price was right. I saved up some money. And next thing I knew, I was on we packed up a freight car because I had a little bookshop there, filled it with books and used lumber and things like that.
So you were already in the book business before you came to Charlottesville.
I was sort of in the used book business.
And the idea was I'm going to go down to Charlottesville and open a bookstore.
Right. And I thought any town would welcome a used bookstore. But the more I asked people, they were, a what? So, but I came anyway. But the oddest part was I didn't know anything about the town. In the Northeast, certainly, and people just are not clearly aware of Southern universities. When I told people I went to Vanderbilt, they would always say, where is that? And I'd never heard of the University of Virginia. So I came here with this freight car, and there it was, the University of Virginia. And I thought, where is that? But I opened up, and it was wonderful.
So you opened up Daedalus, and the name came from where, and why is that the name?
It was in honor of Stephen Daedalus, the hero of James Joyce's Ulysses and Portrait of an Artist. And I have a wonderful daughter who's named Molly Bloom, who's the heroine of Ulysses.
There you go. Perfect. So what was Charlottesville like when you got here in 1974 and opened up Daedalus?
They were right in the middle of building the mall, of redoing it, putting the brick down, etc. I think what happens, particularly when you're young, my skills have always lay with the fact that I'm a very hard worker. I'm not a good thinker. I do art stuff, but that has nothing to do with business. But I'm a hard worker. So it never occurred to me that I would look around very much. It occurred to me that I would build some more shelves. I would paint the building. I would just work and work and work. And my whole life, it's pretty much what I've done. So downtown Charlottesville was there, but it wasn't an entity at all. And I think, as I remember, it's a long time ago, but I think the mall idea passed only by one vote. I'm pretty sure. And many of the merchants were very much against it.
Yeah, it was very controversial at the time, wasn't it? I mean, the people who have moved here in the last 5 years might think this thing has been here forever and that everybody just welcomed it with open arms. But far from the truth, extremely controversial city planning project.
And there were no restaurants. I mean, there were restaurants, but sort of greasy spoon things down on at the end of Main. But there were certainly no restaurants. I can remember clearly hitchhiking after we bought the CNO building when the realtor said, we thought you two were the biggest damn Yankee fools we'd ever seen. And that's the way it was. That's the way it was.
So give us some foreground from that, the backstory to the CNO, because you were the co-founder and the creator of the CNO restaurant.
Right.
Where was the idea? Now, you're sitting in your bookshop, and where would you start thinking we need to do a restaurant?
Well, the man is it's like a brother to me and very close, better than a brother. Philip Stafford was my partner, and he's still my brother, and he lives back in Charlottesville. He has a wine importing business in New York. But he inherited some money, and I met him in a Wilson Hall movie theater. And by some chance, I think he thought I was eccentric, and thought, what should I do with this inheritance? I said, well, gee, you know, I used to have a bar in Long Island. Why don't we open a restaurant? So we looked at the building at 515 Water Street, and I think it was $22,000. And the year before, the man who bought it paid $12,000. But I can remember very clearly people saying, you're crazy. There's nothing downtown. But we were lucky.
Yeah, and when was this? This was, what, 70?
1 year after
75.
I came to the bookstore, 75.
And so the idea of opening a restaurant downtown was laughable in the business community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And particularly the kind of restaurant we wanted. I mean, we even went so far, I think, the first week, because we had no idea about the restaurant business. We didn't know anything, but we were. Philip was smart. I was a hard worker. And I did all the carpentry, all the masonry, and we tore down three buildings to put in the CNO. So we didn't buy any new wood either.
So you did all that stuff yourself inside?
Well, weirdly, with a circular saw, a hammer, and a crowbar. I mean, I had no tools. You know, you're young. You're not thinking about that stuff. You're just thinking, let me go do this.
And the CNO opened 75?
Took us 11 months to build it.
Okay. What was the reaction when you opened the door?
Pretty poor. It was not too many people interested. The quiche, $9.50, they were like, are you crazy? The university cafeteria is where we're going. But what saved us was, do I have a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. You got as much time as you want, Sandy. Sandy McAdams is my guest of Daedalus Bookshop.
What saved us is a wonderful, wonderful man and woman. I miss him still. He died a number of years ago. But Walker Cowan, who ran the University of Virginia Press, and I met him through the bookstore. And he and his wife, Claudine, trained our chefs and really guided us in what we were doing just by chance. I think what happened is we knew nothing except what they told us, and that we were going to have this bar and this restaurant, but no one else cared. But Walker was good friends with Peter Taylor, who I'm sure you know is a wonderful Southern writer.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Who was here, right?
Who was here for years and years. And his wife, Eleanor Taylor, is still alive, very much with us. Both wonderful people. Craig Claiborne, this is the story now that I understand after 30 years. Craig Claiborne called him up from New York, and Craig Claiborne had one or two drinks and called him and said, Peter Taylor, you wrote the most unbelievable story in The New Yorker. Let me come down and meet you. So I guess Peter, in his wonderfully gentlemanly way, said, come on, we'll go out and have lunch somewhere. So down he comes, and by God, he took him to the CNO. And 6 months later, the first review appeared in The New York Times, and it was very favorable. And as soon as you had that, we had 20 others. Food and Wine, Bon Appetit, 2 pages in The Washington Post. You name it, we had it. But it was only because of that that we survived, because we would have been bankrupt and out of business. No one was interested.
And that put it on the map, and the rest is history.
Oh, huge. We did much more business from New York and Washington.
Wow. And of course, you open up right at a time when they're laying the bricks and creating this new pedestrian mall. Arguably, the timing couldn't have been better.
Or worse. Because people still weren't coming downtown. But once we had that review, the other really odd part, because people asked me about the restaurant business, we didn't know anything about the restaurant business. I can remember very clearly the day we went into that building for the first time after we signed the deed. I turned to Philip and said, Philip, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best restaurant in the country right now. And we began. And Philip, who would be the last person to brag, said for 2 years we probably were the best restaurant in the country. But we made no money, no pay, No nothing, but we have this great restaurant. And I eat sweetbreads every night.
My guest in studio is Sandy McAdams, a Charlottesville institution, co-founder of the CNO restaurant downtown, and founder and proprietor of the Daedalus Bookshop, which I don't know. You can't work downtown without having stopped by the Daedalus Bookshop at least once a week just to see what's going on. How in the world, Sandy, have you made that business work? Because that's, I mean, not only is the restaurant business hard, the bookshop business, the used bookstore business, is, I mean, you have beat all the odds.
Well, it's not much of a business. Things I seem to open seem to get famous but make no money. If my wonderful wife weren't a full-time nurse at UVA with insurance, I would have been out, and if I didn't own the building, I would have been out of there long ago. Particularly now with the internet, and people seem less interested in books.
Yeah, yeah.
I can remember probably a couple of years ago, Lawrence Ferlinghetti came into the bookshop, and you know, he started Sea Lights Press, which is one of the major presses in the country.
Sure, yeah.
For the last 40 years. And he walked in the door, and I recognized that it's such an honor to have you here, Mr. Ferlinghetti. And he said, it's an honor to be in such a famous bookshop. However, I get more out-of-town business than I do local business. So I think that's, in that way, it's odd. You know, people know I'm there, but they kind of forget.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a wonderful business. I'm very lucky.
You got any weird stories from the Daedalus Bookshop? Any stories that stick out of your mind over 30 years in rooms surrounded by walls covered with books?
A woman came in there, and if she's listening, please call me because I've been looking for you for a decade. She came in, and she was an older British woman, a little short thing, probably 50. And she asked me, do you have any books on hedgehogs?
Hedgehogs?
Hedgehogs. Now, I knew what a hedgehog was just because I've read lots of British fiction, and there are always hedgehogs in there. So I said, geez, man, I can look for you, but I can't remember any. In the last decade, now I have three, so if she comes back, I'm ready. But she said, I like hedgehogs. In fact, I have a pink hedgehog. And out of her purse, she brought something that was like a butter dish, but it was in the shape, it was a porcelain butter dish or whatever, shaped like a hedgehog. And so she said, well, I carry this in my purse. And I said, well, it's very nice. It was so interesting. I thought, this is so wonderful. That's one of the things that makes the bookshop business so wonderful, to get these interesting people. So she said, yes, but Squeaky's inside. And she lifted up the...
No.
Up the top, and there was Squeaky the hedgehog fast asleep. So I thought, gee, you know, that's wonderful you have Squeaky there. She said, well, they sleep all day, and his mate is at home. She's sleeping too, but they get up at night and they eat worms.
Sandy McAdams is my guest live in studio. It's a true honor to have him here. I have to ask you, you know, all the years in the bookstore business, who are your favorite authors, and is there a book or two that every reader just has to read from your perspective? Because if anyone should know, it's you.
I think not. I never say a book is good or bad. I always say either I enjoyed it or I didn't enjoy it. I mean, if you like Stephen King, wonderful. If you like James Joyce, wonderful. As long as you get pleasure, that's all that matters to me. And to say you're good or bad, I can't imagine how you would prove something like that, particularly if you enjoy it. My favorite book is a book by Ford Madox Ford called The Good Soldier. And that's been my favorite book for 30 years. And I'm in love with it. But on the other hand, I love Rex Stout. I also like books that academicians haven't heard of I find are wonderful. And most people haven't heard of them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a book called Precious Bane by a woman named Mary Webb that very few people know about. It's just wonderful. Make you cry.
Yeah.
There's a book called House with the Green Shutters by George Douglas. There's a book called Nightmare Alley by Gresham. There's a book called Journal of a Disappointed Man by N.P. Barbellion. I used to go to a guy when I went to school in Manhattan. I would go to this guy. He had a little bookshop on Greenwich Avenue by the Woman's House of Detention. And he was 80. And he was just held together with ropes and stuff. But he was smart. And he would talk to you as long as a girl didn't come into the bookshop. If a girl came into the bookshop, you were nothing. And he was friends with Hart Crane. He was friends with Nathaniel West. But he had this bookshop, which wasn't so hot, but it was interesting. But as a really arrogant undergraduate, I would go in once a week, and he'd say, well, have you read The House with the Green Shutters? And I thought, well, before he said it, I was thinking, well, of course, I've read everything. I'm 21. I know everything. He never mentioned a book that I had read. And that's what I like. I like to be like Joe Kling.
Yeah, yeah. And still today, I would imagine that you could walk through your own bookshop and just have a serendipitous adventure and discover new things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I also discovered the book that I've had since 1977.
Sandy McAdams, the founder and proprietor of the Daedalus Bookshop, the co-founder and creator of the CNO restaurant. It's a true honor to have you here, and I really appreciate your time. And thank you so much for the courage you had as a young man to get into two businesses. All of the odds are against you, the bookstore business, the restaurant business, and to create two Charlottesville institutions that will hopefully live for a long time, and two places that have really made this place such a wonderful city thanks to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.